Welcome to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, where we teach you how to break free from restrictive diets, restore your metabolism, and build a body you love so you can look and feel your best as you age. All right, let's dive into this episode.
I'm Kitty Bloomfield, co-founder of New Strength and Saturay, creator of Pro Metabolic Food Supplements and Seriously Saturated Skincare. And today I have one of our amazing clients, Linda, on the podcast. She's a POM and she lives in the UK. So they're about.
That's weird.
But she's a POM. She sounds English, but she's an Italian. She's an Italian POM. And she turned 50 this year. She has one daughter. She's a nutritional therapist and she's married. And you've been in the program now, in the group coaching program for about 12 months.
Just a bit over, yeah.
The other thing is
joined.
Yeah, but before that she did a block of, she worked with Margie. She calls her Margie. I always laugh when you say Margie. Sort of makes me think of The Simpsons. Anyway, with Margie, she has Hashimoto's. Yeah, and a bit of a crazy like background like me. But anyway, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thank you.
And why don't you just start with like your background with all of the crazy, because I feel like you're very similar to me, like you've done a lot of crazy shit and like real restrictor and probably, you know, I often wonder, like before I found Craig, if I had any sort of autoimmune condition or something, you know, like just the crazy stuff that we did to ourselves when we were younger. Anyway, so tell us all about life before New Strength and all the stuff.
So a little bit of background. I actually, in a previous life before becoming a nutritional therapist, I actually worked in media. So here in London, I worked in like the film and the games industry in the 20s and most of my 30s. And, you know, it's a fun industry to be in.
Party.
You know, a lot of partying going on, client entertainments, you know, going to the Cannes Film Festival, that kind of stuff, which was great at the time. And I've always been, you know, very slim. But thinking back now, I was most likely underfueling all the time because I just wasn't really hungry. And then also I was kind of like always out and about and partying, staying out all night, all that kind of stuff. So
you're cranky.
I never ate breakfast. I would have like these massive salads for lunches and only really like one main meal, to be honest, when I think about it now. But I just kind of, you know, that was just how I was. Around in my 20s, I wasn't like, you know, purposely restricting. That was just kind of how I lived my life, you know. And then that in my 20s, during this time, I was also in quite a toxic relationship for about 9 years. And again, that was a sort of low grade stress that was happening with this person that was just called, you know, just not a very missed, not very good partner. And I didn't really realize that anything was wrong until I met my now husband and we were trying to have a child. And I realized, you know, things just weren't working properly. I had recurrent miscarriages. You know, it would take me forever to get pregnant. When I did, I would miscarry. The doctors would say there's nothing wrong with me. I was just unlucky. We tried IVF and that didn't work. And then eventually I was like, look, I'm going to take matters into my own hands here because nobody's helping me. And I looked at all my test results and I realized that I had thyroid antibodies. And I was like, what's this? Sort of Googling that, realized I had Hashimoto's that hadn't been diagnosed. And I went down this sort of rabbit hole of like autoimmune conditions, what's that like? And at the time it was all about the paleo, autoimmune protocols, that kind of stuff. And I went down the rabbit hole of nutrition with a view of helping myself get pregnant. And I realized, you know, I was spending more time at work researching health than actually doing my job. And at one point I said to myself, look, I need to actually understand how the body works so that I can help myself. So I decided to go back to school and train as a nutritional therapist at a naturopathic college. And, you know, and sort of like understand how the body works so that I could help myself because nobody else was helping me. During this time, I started working on my thyroid and, you know, also working on, we see, lifestyle as well, because my lifestyle wasn't the best. And eventually, you know, after about a year into my studies, I actually got pregnant this time, and I was able to carry my baby to term. And she's now 10 years old. So I basically quit my corporate job, decided to go, you know, to fully immerse myself in nutrition, become a nutritional therapist and help other women achieve their goals of, you know, their dreams of becoming a parent. So that was kind of like a big turning point for me. And I, you know, the fertility journey changed the trajectory of my life. And I gave birth about a few months before my 40th birthday. So then I spent most of my 40s kind of, you know, my body changed a lot during pregnancy. I loved it. I loved having a big belly. You know, I loved being pregnant. My pregnancy was great. But the postpartum period was a bit more challenging and I wasn't nourishing myself properly. It was quite a stressful time. And I was now really started to kind of battle with my changing body at this point. Mm-hmm. And I spent most of my 40s like this because, you know, it was the first time that my body was very different. I had massive boobs and, you know, I just wasn't feeling like myself. It was, you know, on top of that, I was now in this wellness world, which, you know, had all this information of like do's and don'ts. And at the time, you know, there's all this information like gluten is the devil, dairy is the devil. If you've got an autoimmune condition, you can't eat any of these things. There's very loads of elimination diets, restrictive diets. And, you know, whilst it didn't never really sat with me, because I'm Italian, so gluten and dairy, you know, the cornerstone of my diet. I was like, oh, God, but I did, because I was like, you know, I've got Hashimoto's, I've got to do this thing. It was very much this, like, restrictive, eliminating, kind of like punishing sort of way of eating. And I was doing all these, like, detoxes and, and protocols and all this kind of stuff. And nothing really was, nothing was getting better. Nothing really sat right. I did like the whole 30. Then I started doing, you know, the fasting came along as well. And so I was like, yeah, fasting that tracks because I never was hungry for breakfast anyways. So I started doing that. And around 2018, I started doing like, I never really did a lot of exercise except for a few runs here or there. But around 2018, I started doing like CrossFit style workouts at home.
Of course. So with the low carb and no dairy.
Low carb, fasting, CrossFit, you know, waking up at 5 a.m. doing these workouts before going to work, you know, and I was like, I feel great. But I was just probably just running on adrenaline the whole time. And it was only really around 2020 when COVID hit and the lockdown hit that everything just kind of came screeching to a halt. So I thought I was, you know, when I was doing the CrossFit stuff, I thought I was like, yeah, I look great. But even in the pictures, I could still see, you know, I had no muscle definition. There's a photo of me from the back where I had like back fat. And I was like, well, I'm working out 5 days a week here. I'm fasting. And I still don't look the way I want to look, but I just kind of carried on. This was kind of the way that it was supposed to be. But when lockdown happened, and obviously I stopped fasting because I never wanted to fast in front of my child. Mm. Funny enough, you know, like my daughter, and everything just kind of, you know, the shit hit the fan around that time. Everything just fell apart. Like my hair just started falling out. My my thyroid was the worst it's ever been. I felt awful. I put on loads of weight all around my abdomen. I just really just, you know, and I thought to myself, well, I just need to do this, you know, I need to just do more, you know, diet harder kind of thing.
So, double down.
I'm on this. So the rock bottom for me was I tried this. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. Like, it's a 5-day fasting mimicking diet that you can purchase. It costs like £200, about $400 Australian. And they send you these little packets of basically a cup of soups that you eat throughout the day and like 5 olives. And it said the idea behind it is that you're tricking your body into thinking it's fasting because you're only eating about 600 calories a day, but you're still kind of eating but very loosely. And I did this and during this time I was just so miserable. And this was like a light bulb moment for me. I was like, what the fuck am I doing? You know, like, what is this? This is just stupid. Why am I doing this to myself? And for some reason around this time, I don't know how I found him. I was online or something. And I also did like a thyroid test. I wanted to do before and after this fasting mimicking diet to see how it went. And my thyroid hadn't improved at all, funny enough. But I found Ray Peet's work online. I don't know what I was searching for, but he just kind of came to me. And I'd seen his work before, but I'd completely discounted it because it was like sugar, ice cream, dairy, orange juice. What is this guy talking about? He's nuts. I'd never really gave him any sort of credit. But in that moment, when I read his work, everything just made sense to me. I was like, this makes absolute sense. You know, the the link between stress and the thyroid and just like under eating and all that. And it was just like this light bulb moment. So I was like, I need to know more. I found Kate Deering's book. I also found Emma, and I decided to work with her for a while as well. And she gave me loads of great information and resources, but I was still struggling in terms of like my body composition, what to eat. I mean, I was adding all of these foods in, but I wasn't obviously seeing changes because I wasn't tracking and most likely was eating way too much fat, which is what I, you know, very easy to do. Because I was like, ice cream.
Any sort of.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I found you through, and I decided to kind of work with you. I think it was around 2021 or so, because we were supposed to get married in 2020. Obviously, that didn't happen. I had this beautiful wedding dress that I bought in 2019 that I no longer fit into. So I was like, this was my goal, was like to fit into this dress. And so I worked with Margie. And we did, you know, we worked one-to-one. And this is where I really learned all the skills of like how to track your food and, you know, to really sort of optimize the meals, to balance them so that they were, the blood sugar, you know, was balanced and you felt sort of nice and satisfied. And I'd never really tracked because I was like, I'm a nutritionist. I don't need to know. I don't need to track. I know what to eat, right? You know, it's very intuitive kind of thing. But truth be told, that wasn't the case. And, you know, I was just overeating fat. But at this time, I think your program was either you could do nutrition and the
separately
training,
yeah,
separately. So I just did nutrition, and it really helped, you know, set the basics up for me and to understand the foundations of how to track my food. But I didn't really do any of the training things. Mm. I was doing sort of dumbbell workouts that had been given to me by a personal trainer at home. And then eventually I ended up going, you know, once everything opened up again, I started going back to the gym. But I was very consistent with the training, 3 days a week, going to the gym. I enjoyed it, but I wasn't seeing any progress. So I did this for a few years and then eventually signed up again for the group coaching. I think I did the challenge, like a 30-day challenge with you.
A 30-day challenge and then signed up. Yeah.
On the call with you and was like, wise.
God, you remember? It was so, because I remember you were like, oh, you know, I think your maintenance calories were like 1700 or something. And you were like, oh, I feel so hungry if I eat less than this. And I just can't, like, if I want to lose body fat, I have to eat less than this. And I remember you were just doing dumbbells and we had that conversation. You were like, oh, I'm really scared to go to the gym. And I was like, come on, you can do it. You can do it. Like, we need to focus on body recomposition for a while and building up your muscle and building up your calories. And to your credit, like, you did it. Like, everyone who's listening, she was like, all right. I remember, like, you were like, okay, so we picked a program. I think you started with a 3-day program. Hey, you remember your first deadlift? Did you videoed your first deadlift?
I had to Google how to load a barbell because I'd never done it.
We have videos in the app on how to do the exercises, but not how to load the barbell. I remember. And you came to like every coaching call of mine pretty much and bought your deadlift video every time, and you took on board the feedback. I said to Linda, I was like, you need to deadlift double your body weight. Like, she's like, okay, when can I do a fat loss phase? I said, well, you need to build a bit more muscle first and, you know, build up your calories. So I think you built your calories up to like 2300 and you deadlifted 125 for
122 uni, which is late.
Yeah, nearly double her. Double her body weight, which is absolutely incredible. Like, it was just, it's amazing. Do you just love it now?
Oh my God, I fell in love with it pretty much straight away. It just, there's not like the deadlift is just one of those movements that makes you feel like an absolute badass. And when you're doing it, and I just, you know, you get over the fear that part of the gym was always really intimidating because you always see like these big muscly guys there. And I was like, I don't even know how to load a barbell and then have to video myself. People are going to think I'm so like just so into myself that I'm videoing. Nobody cares. You know, I just went there, just started doing it. And yeah, just fell in love with the whole, you know, with the whole great as well, because I was doing these dumbbell exercises, but I was keeping the same weights for months. sets. You know, just easy doing 3 sets of 12 with the same weight and never really progressing. And, you know, it's just months and months and months. Whereas here, like week after week, it was telling me to go up and up and up. And, like, you know, I'm a bit of a type A personality, like high achieving. So I was like, well, I'm good. If I can do get a PB, I'm going to try and get a PB. So I just, you know, it really kind of pushed me to, to kind of do more each week. And just seeing myself get stronger as well was just such a, it was just such a nice feeling. It really helped with the shift from I want to, you know, lose weight to I want, you know, you set me that goal of like double. First of all, I was like trying to get to 100 kilos.
Yeah, you got there pretty quickly. I was like,
yeah.
And then I was like, all right, come on. And then because you initially remember you were like, I really want to do the fat loss phase and be before my 50th. And I was like, well, does it really matter? Like, why don't we just keep going until you hit your goal? And then when the time, we're also a bit quite busy, remember, in your practice, that we decided just to wait until it was a better time. And then you did your fat loss phase, and I think the lowest your calories got were like 1650, maybe 16.
Yeah. And that was, you know,
that was low.
Yeah, that's very low. Yeah, absolutely.
It's crazy. But isn't it amazing to think that you're like maintaining it around that? And you lost like 8% body fat, and you look amazing now, like you, totally different body shape.
And I'm only about 2 kilos difference from when I first joined. I think I was about 62 kilos, but my body fat percentage was really high. Like the photos, not great. And then I went up to 65, actually, before I did my fat loss phase. I went up to 65 kilos, but my body looked completely different already. Even before the fat loss phase, I could see definition, you know, I could see that my problem area is usually my tongue, my stomach. And so even though I wasn't like, you know, ripped, but I could see a complete change in how I looked. And then obviously then when we did the fat loss phase, I lost about 5 kilos, just over 5 kilos. But now I'm back to like, I think I'm, you know, about 60 kilos more or less. So I'm only like 2 kilos lighter than when I first started, but I look completely different.
Yeah. It's crazy, hey. And now we're building your calories back up. Yeah.
And now actually the fat loss phase was interesting because I fell in love with the strength training so much that actually maintaining the same weights for 5 months was like slightly torturous because I was like, I want to do more. And, you know, and I also not feeling as strong because obviously your calories are lower, so you can't push yourself as much. I really missed that sort of the actual training part of it and training for strength and seeing, you know, I've saw apart from obviously my body composition changes, I saw, you know, obviously I was able to deadlift 120 kilos, which my husband wasn't even able to lift off the ground. I've been able to do, I can do chin-ups now, which has always been a, you know, a dream of mine since watching Terminator as a child, Terminator 2. I was able to do push-ups on my toes, which I had no, you know, I didn't even know I could do them. And this trainer at the gym was like, well, just try. And I was able to do like 5 in a row. I was like, oh my God, I've never been able to do these before. So it's just like the confidence that strength gives you is so much more, I think it's just so much bigger than whatever number you see on the scales, I think.
Yeah. And do you like, remember when you very, like we got on that call and I was like, okay, deadlift double your body weight. Did you ever believe you could actually do that?
No, when I started, I couldn't even believe I could get to 100, to be honest. I see that sometimes in other women in the group coaching, they're like, 100 just seems like so far away. But it's, yeah, you just inch towards it more, yeah, slower and slowly. And then, yeah, you're like, oh gosh, yeah, 100, I can do that.
Yeah.
And now 120 is not that far off. So never thought I could lift that, no.
It is truly amazing. Like, I just feel like women don't realize what they're capable of. Like if once they've got the right program, the right coaching, the right nutrition, obviously, and support, like you can do it. Like it's,
yeah.
And I just think to myself all the time that women spend, like, you know what we were like, we obsessed about food and doing cardio. And like, imagine you putting that obsession into, I want to get to 100 kilo deadlift. I hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. I just want to jump in quickly and talk a little bit more about our 28-day Rebuild Your Metabolism Challenge. So if you're new here or you've been following me for a while and you've heard me talk about the RYM method but you haven't jumped in, the 28-day challenge is the perfect way to kickstart your transformation and experience what the RYM method is all about. In 28 days, you're going to learn how to nourish your body, build muscle and strength, lose stubborn body fat, and restore your metabolism using sustainable strategies, all tailored for women over 40. The challenge is designed to show you that real results don't come from deprivation or cutting carbs or fasting or doing endless hours of cardio and HIIT classes. They actually come from fueling your body with pro-metabolic foods, carbohydrates, and building muscle through effective strength training, and then creating sustainable habits that actually work. You're going to learn how to eat more, eat carbs, train smarter, and feel amazing while seeing real progress in 28 days. So if you've been searching for a program that actually works, this is your chance to see how incredible you can feel when you fuel your body and train with intention. So once you sign up, you're going to be invited to the 28-day community platform, which also has the course materials and instructions on how to get set up with our app. So every day, Craig and I spend time answering questions in the community, and we help coach you through the entire process of what to eat, how much to eat, and how to exercise to restore your metabolism, build muscle, and lose body fat sustainably, all while using the new Strength Tracker app to track your progress, your training, and your nutrition. You can jump on our weekly live coaching calls to ask questions and get personalized coaching, or just reach out in the community at any time and ask questions. The calls are recorded and saved to the course materials. So if you can't make it live, don't worry, you can always watch the replays and you get lifetime access to the course materials. We're going to teach you how to set realistic body composition goals, not just weight loss goals, how to set macronutrient targets specific to your goals, and build your own pro-metabolic meal plans. We also have recipe books, meal plan examples, and food lists. We're going to help you customize a training program that fits how many days a week you can train, how long you can train for, what equipment you have access to, and any injuries. And don't worry, we cover everyone. So whether you have zero experience training, you've never set foot in a gym, to you're an advanced lifter that may be potentially not seeing the results that you want. So I'm going to pop a link in the show notes with all the details, and let's get back to the podcast.
And it's, I think the nutrition piece is such a big one, because I didn't realize until I started training this way just how much you need to be fueled for it. You know, especially, you know, carbs, you know, obviously you need protein, but the carbohydrates really help with the fuel, like with giving you energy in the gym. Because when I have less carbohydrates for it, I just remember just one example, you know, while I was training still, I was eating here, 3 meals a day and the snacks and everything. And one night I went out with some friends and we had some tacos, and they, you know, when it arrived, it was like 3 little tortillas with like a teaspoon of meat in it. And I was like, oh God, this isn't enough. But I just couldn't be bothered to like order more. I thought it's fine. But despite having, you know, my 2 meals that dinner and then the next day having a massive breakfast before training, I couldn't lift what I was lifting like the week before, just from having that one crappy little tiny meal. Just made me realize just how important, you know, being properly fueled is to be able to, you know, to progress in the gym as well. So now, and even with the fat loss phase, you know, not having enough carbohydrates, you know, not having as many carbohydrates as I was having before, you know, I could see the change in, you know, my strength, my moods, all that kind of stuff. So it was really interesting and eye-opening to see how many women just live in this just, you know, like the restrictive and deprived way, and how it impacts your strength, your sleep, your moods, all of that stuff. It's just, it's very obvious once you fuel yourself properly, when you see what it's like when you don't have enough fuel.
Yeah, I know. I totally agree. Like when I did my fat loss phase, because we're just building our lifts back up now. And I'm like, oh, today Jess and I were talking about saying, oh, how good is it with more carbs? Like you just have got that extra oomph in the gym and you can get those extra reps, and it's so exciting and so fun. Yeah, you're addicted. We always talk about it. It's I just want every woman to just like get on board this train, because it's so like, how do you feel about your body now? Because I remember when you first came in and you were like, you know, you're like, oh, okay, all right. But you were, I'm so proud of you, because you committed to this building phase, which is so important. And you sat in that feeling of being, even though your body was changing, being a heavier weight, you know, you sat in it, you got strong. And yeah, you know, you were like, oh, you know, there were times when the body stuff would come up, but you did it. Now you've got the body. Like, How do you feel?
The biggest mindset shift for me was the scales, like stepping on the scales every day and seeing the fluctuations and seeing them go up and down and up again and down again. That was big for me because I was like, you know, you're so conditioned to like always want to see the scale go down. But after months and months and months, I could see the trend. And also because I was focusing on the strength, it wasn't, you know, it was, I was kind of just trusting the process. At one point I had my jeans, I had to keep them open with a hairband, you know, like the pregnancy hat, and my jeans wouldn't button up. And I was like, oh, you know, but I could feel myself getting stronger. So I was like, you know, this is just a phase. I'm building this muscle underneath and feel it. And it's like, you know, this is going to come off eventually. Now I'm prancing around in my pants all day, every day. My daughter is always like, yes, hello. She was like, mommy, you've got abs. And I was like, yes, I do. But you know, it's just, yeah, the body confidence, but just from the strength as well. You know, we have my husband's, he's a climber. So we have like a hang board above one of one of our doors. And I couldn't even hang from it, you know, because my grip strength was so weak. I couldn't even hang for it for more than like a few seconds. Now we're like hanging, trying to do foot, you know, chest. And my daughter as well, she's like, I want to do this too. So it's kind of trickling down to her as well, like the idea of just being strong versus in a certain way. And yeah, I just love it. I think I feel a lot of respect for my body because for a long time, I think when you're in that, let's say the healing phase, you know, I identify as like, well, I can't do this because I've got Hashimoto's. Oh, I've got Hashimoto's. And so weight loss for me is really hard, or I can't eat these foods, or I shouldn't be eating these foods. And then feeling guilty because of that, because of all the noise around sort of autoimmune and that sort of restriction. Whereas now I'm seeing, you know, thanks to Ray Pete and to, you know, to you and Emma, that idea like that, in order for your body to work properly, you need to be nourished, and then your body will do what it needs to do. You don't even have to even identify with having Hashimoto's anymore. You know, I eat gluten and dairy on the daily, and it's, you know, and I feel great. So yeah, it's just a complete like lifestyle shift. It's helped me as well to help other women in my practice as well, because when women come in, a lot of them are saying to me, You know, I'll eliminate anything that you tell me to eliminate. I was like, well, what if I told you to actually add more stuff in? And they're like, they get really shocked, you know, because we're so used to this restrictive mindset. So yeah, it's really helped me on all levels.
And how have you found it? Like, you know, because I think one of the biggest struggling points, but learning curves for women is understanding the tracking, preparing and planning and prepping the food. So talk about that and then fitting in with family.
Yeah, I mean, the food prep, I think for me, was actually quite liberating because, you know, I work from home a lot of the times, but I'm also teaching in the college as well. And so for me, the food prep was actually what saves me time, because I realized even when I was working with Margie, during the week, I was very organized. The weekends were a bit like, we won't plan, you know, unplanned. And that's when everything would kind of go to pot. So the planning and the tracking and the meal prepping is what's actually allowed me to stay on track and actually makes it easier, especially when I'm having very busy days. I know exactly what I'm eating. I could just heat it up and prepare it like super easily. And the foods that we prepare are very all delicious. And so, but my family's on board with it as well, because it's not like, you know,
salad. She get a fucking salad. I know. All the husbands are like, there was a lady that rejoined the program. She was in the program a while ago and she's, I can't remember her name, but I laughed because she got on one of our calls and she's like, oh, Kitty, I sort of went a bit wayward and went back to the stupid diets. And then my husband's like, can you please go back to the program where you drank chocolate milk and orange juice again? Because it's so much more enjoyable. So she rejoined in a week of just eating the food again. She was like, oh my God, I feel so much better. And you even had that, you know, your beautiful dog died in the middle of it and you sort of, you know, had some drinks and you felt, but that's the brilliant thing about this is it's not, you're devoted, I think, to it. You're devoted to it. So you don't just like, you didn't just throw the baby out with the bathwater and go, no, you were just like, it's okay. It's just a little, that's what happened. And then I just get straight back to it. you know?
Yeah, because it's become such a habit now that, you know, I meal prep on the weekend. It's not like, you know, it's I just prepare some food. I'm not doing like, you know, the Tupperwares that you see people just having like Tupperwares with all the bit. I'm just preparing like one big pot of something and then, you know, maybe like some cooked apples. So it's not like a big deal, but I just do something like that during the week to have for the week, you know, for my lunches and then dinners. When I was doing the fat loss phase, I was kind of eating the same thing for, you know, the same meal plan for a week, and my family was eating maybe different things because but now that I'm back in maintenance, I have the same breakfast every day. That's never changed. The same, I'll have the same lunch for a week, and then I'll rotate dinners and I'll eat them with my family, but they're all very, you know, very delicious things. Or, you know, there's like a lot of what did we have the other day? Well, we'll have things like you know, fried rice with some food. We have like chicken thighs on the barbecue with some homemade naan breads and salad during the summertime. And we'll like potato, you know, boiled potatoes. We'll have pasta, you know, spag bol. And so, you know, for an Italian, when I was told you'd never eat gluten again because you've had a lot of Hashimoto's, I was like, this is a death sentence to me. You know, I'm like, never eat or gluten free for the rest of my life. I'm like, no. And so, yeah, we have pasta, we have spag bol, we have like ramen noodles. We'll do, yeah, you know, we do a lot of like Asian style foods as well. So my husband's Malaysian, curries, you know, all really delicious, you know, risottos as well, really delicious foods all the time. Brownies and, you know, and cheese, and we have bread and dairy and chocolate. And
my daughter's chocolate makes me hungry.
You know, so it's just, you know, it's just like the way that we know that I would have normally have eaten, you know, as an Italian as well. But I kind of lost my way when I went into the wellness world, where it was all just like, you know, seeds and nut milks. And my husband's so happy. He's like, what is dairy back on the menu?
Yeah, we did last stream again. Milk, coffee, milk in my coffee. Oh, that just says you are.
So, like chocolate? That's amazing.
But, the husband, I love it.
You know, all this kind of stuff is just, yeah, we'll eat, you know, we have eggs and sourdough, all this just amazing, delicious food. So it's, yeah, it's just the way that we would have, not that I would have eaten on when I was growing up as well. But I just, you know, you kind of lose the way and end up making things out of chia seeds and going, this is just as good as
some bullshit low carb thing, like broccoli, or not broccoli, cauliflower rice and shit. Remember I used to do that? I ate cauliflower wrong. Oh, I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
I remember making a pizza base once with cauliflower, and my whole family was like, I could see my ancestors like spinning in their graves. They're, what are you doing?
I know, your great-grandma, your nonna going, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed for you.
Just use sort of bug. It's a bird. It's a pasta.
How have you found the app? Because, you know, we've created, designed, and built this app specifically for body recomposition, for women, the training. Talk about the app.
I love the app. I think the tracking, the food tracking is great, really easy to use. And I love, you know, obviously now I know it so well. I've got my own recipes in there and all my own foods. But for me, the training part of the app is the best one. I just absolutely love it. I don't know how I'll ever live without it, to be honest. I probably won't. But anyways,
Well, we're not going anywhere, so don't worry.
I'm not going anywhere, no. But I just love, you know, the different exercise, you know, the different programs. There's so many on there. And every time you start a new one, it's really exciting to see like, ooh, what's on here? I just started a new one, the 4 days a week one, which is...
Do you know what's coming that's new that Craig's in the next update, maybe this month or next month? We're actually building in the function so that you can save all of your old programs as templates and reuse them. So like you do a menu, create a program, like you'll put it into your current programs and you can change the exercises. That then will get saved in your previous program. It'll become a template. And then you just can reuse again. How cool is that? So you can basically design it.
ideal. Never science had to change them. Yeah, because I don't, their machines, they don't have the same.
Yeah, or you do something different.
I go on like the exerciser and try to do a different one. So I just love it because it just really, every week, yeah, you know, when I was doing the deadlifts, there were some weeks where I'd go in and it would say to me like, oh, you need to lift like 116. I was like, what? Like, I did, you know, this was when I was doing like 100 kilos or something. I was like, I can't do that. And I was like, but maybe I can. No, but if I hadn't, if I didn't have it sort of, you know, telling me, hey, why don't you try this this week? I would probably not do it. I would just stay in my comfort zone, you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It helps you kind of move out of your comfort zone. And then, as you know, you can adjust it as well. So if there's days where my energy isn't as high as, you know, as I like, I can take the weights down, but still, you know, really increase the reps. So there's ways of kind of working around it. So you're still kind of, you know, training, but maybe, you know, at a lower intensity. So I just really, I love the training parts of the app. And also I quite like the, I really like the, you know, the body composition and the summary as well. So when you're doing the check-ins to see your progress over the weeks as well. Like, I like that. I like data.
Me too.
Data.
It's so good because it's like so many women fuck around for years just doing like going, oh, I'm doing everything, Kitty, but not getting results. But it just gives you a really clear roadmap.
Yeah.
Like, it becomes so obviously clear as to, like, obviously you have your initial check-in where it works out your body composition and you actually set the goals. And like I said to you at the start, I'm like, you just under muscled. We just need to spend some time getting stronger. And now you're just going to keep building now, but you're much leaner now. You've got that leaner body that you want. Now you can just do a lean build. You can just build muscle now and stay at the same leanness and increase your food. It's so good.
That's what we're doing now. Yes. And we're going to increase the calories back up. I'm around 2000 now and just training four times a week at the gym. And it's just, yeah, kind of hopeful and just increasing the muscle because now I can push harder.
Yeah.
That was Jay's tip. Well, but I noticed it so much, like around when you mentioned that about being under muscle, I was like, but I've got muscle. It's just a whole lot of, but now when I look completely different
though, the photos I pick, podcast will be able to see your before and after photo. You completely different.
Yeah, completely different. And that's, I was like, people are going to think it's not the same person. But then I was like, well, the moles are the same on my body. So I consider maybe the same person. But yeah, I just look completely different. I just, the confidence boost, not just from the body point of view, but just the strength. I think that's what really, you know, the fact that I can do hard things and that I'm stronger than I thought. You know, I think that's really, when I was able to do my first chin up, I was like, oh my god, it's just so, it's the confidence that you get from that, where it's like, I never thought I could do this, or you know, or even doing push-ups where I didn't even try because I didn't think I could do them, and then I could do like five in a row on my toes. I was like, what? Yeah, but I think that's really, like, you can't put a price on that, I think.
Yeah, I totally agree, and I still love it. Like 12 years, even today when I was training with Jess, I was like, you know, we're doing our RDLs. I was like, okay, my best is like 160 for five. So I'm like, okay, we've got to try and beat that eventually, you know, like, how, I don't know how long it'd take me, but you know, again, I'm still addicted. I'm like, oh, it's so exciting. And you know, you get on the leg press and Jess is like, oh, come on, you can get five. Like, I had to get four, like the app told me four, but I got five and I was like, yay. It's so, you're right. It's the best feeling. And do you think you could have got the results doing this on your own?
No way. I think, you know, I thought I knew what I was doing because especially, you know, when I learned how to track, I was like, well, now I know how to track. I can set my own macros, all this kind of stuff, but I still wasn't doing, you know, I wasn't where I wanted to be. And I think, yeah, having you and all the other coaches kind of in my corner and helping me and creating, as you said, like this actual plan where it's not just like, oh, just got to lose the weight and then that's it. It was just like this plan, let's build you up to this point. And also seeing, I loved, you know, when you're taking the measurements and seeing like how much body fat have I got and how much lean muscle mass have I put on. And, you know, Craig, you sent me the goal of 120 kilos. And he said, when you get to that point, you're going to have, you know, enough muscle mass, like the goal muscle mass. And actually when I put it into the tracker, when I hit 120 kilo deadlift, my muscle mass was at the goals.
Crazy, eh?
I was like, what kind of sorcery is this? You know, so it was just, yeah, I just love that. And I think, yeah, yep, there's no way I could have done it by myself because I thought I was doing it all right, but I wasn't getting the results that I wanted, you know, because I didn't have a plan. It was just kind of like, oh, just eat less and.
Yeah, do more. And what would you say, Linda, to a woman who was sitting on the fence about joining the program? Because so many women listen to these podcasts and sit on the fence for years and years and then finally join. What would you say to them?
Well, I would say get off the fence and join. If you really want, you know, if you really want to see some changes, if you do feel like you're doing all the things, but you can't, you know, you're not seeing the results that you want, then there's obviously something that's not, you know, you're not doing something right. And it's not in a, you know, in a blaming sort of way. I think there's just, you know,
you don't know.
You might not. Yeah, you just don't know.
Yeah,
you don't know. And, you know, if, and also I think if you want to do this in a way that's not in a punishing, you know, in a punishing sort of way. I think if you want to improve your strength, improve your body composition and do it in a way that's actually enjoyable, I think, and rather than in a punishing way where you get to eat delicious food and, you know, and move your body in a way that's actually, you know, is really fun. But, you know, it's not, you know, it doesn't break you down in the sense, you know, I when I was doing these CrossFit style exercises, I was like hyperventilating on the floor for about 10 minutes afterwards. You know, I was literally dying and my thyroid was like, what are you doing? I sounded even more hoarse than I was afterwards. It was this kind of punishing sort of attitude. Whereas this way I leave the gym and I feel like, like Sarah Connor, you know, like explosions are going off behind me. I'm just like, yes, you feel re-energized versus, you know, completely depleted. Then I think that's, you know, this is the program for you.
Yeah, awesome. Oh, well, thanks so much for coming on and sharing your story. I'm just so proud of you. I'm just like, oh, you've just done so well and you're committed to the process. And I just can't wait to see where you are in another 12 months of looking at that and owning more food. Yeah, it's so exciting. And if you're a woman who's listening to this and you've been sitting on the fence about joining and you want to find out more, there's some links in the show notes. You can check out our challenge with group coaching and or you can book a call and have a chat to one of the team to see which program is the best fit. Not, as always, take a screenshot of this episode and share it on Instagram stories and tag me at KITTYBLOMFIELD. And each month I pick a winner and they get a tub of, well, not a tub, it's a bag of Saturday. Premium collagen. And thanks so much, Linda. And I will see you on our next weekly call.
Absolutely. I'm going to go in deadlift now. Yay.
Thanks so much for listening. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, or leave a review wherever you listen to your podcast. That helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. You can also keep up with your host and find her content on Instagram at KITTYBLOMFIELD. Once again, thanks for tuning in to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, and we hope you'll join us again on the next episode. Until then.